Hey, my name is Ryan Kiley. I am 18 years old. Today is May 15, 2018, and I'm speaking with Dan Fisher, who is my cousin, and we are recording in Fishers, Indiana. So, Dan, since we're cousins, I mean, and we're working in the same job for your company, Recoverware, describe pretty much what Recoverware is and pretty much what got you into doing your job today.
Yeah, so I'm a founder of Recoverware, and Recoverware, what we do is develop mobile health applications, and specifically for iPhone. So, you know, expanding on that, what we really do is look at, you know, what applications can we build that provide data and immediate value to patients. So it's a more of a, you know, Recover itself is more of a patient-facing company. So our products are for patients and specifically about delivering value, immediate value to patients. And what I do is I am the application developer. So I develop all of the iPhone applications, and then I also run our day-to-day operations and oversee all our marketing.
So running with like certain injuries, sort of like knees and shoulders, or just pretty much one body part. So pretty much just knees, pretty much.
Okay. No, so we actually just launched our flagship app, and that is the knee app, and that's specifically for patients or just persons in general that are either suffering from, you know, a recent knee injury.
Yeah, like an ACL, MCL.
Sorry. Exactly. And, you know, so, and it's twofold, you know, because there are people that just have undiagnosed pain that don't want to see the doctor. So we're for them as much as we are for that person that's just got an ACL reconstruction and wants to track how, you know, their reconstruction treatment is helping them progress back to their sports of choice. Now, as we progress into the future, our product offerings will expand to include all other joints, including back, hip, shoulder, ankle, you name it. And that's where I see us going beyond that, is expanding out into other conditions, chronic conditions such as diabetes and cancer, in the future, and having a suite of products for all medical conditions.
That's awesome. Yes. So pretty much just to become like an all-in-one medical app, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so next question: how did you decide on doing this work? Do you have any pretty much any family members that are in pretty much like the hospital business or anything?
Yeah, so you know, our family has a long line of healthcare professionals, probably I think 7 doctors within our immediate family.
Wow.
And my dad is a orthopedic surgeon. He does knee and hip replacements, and so growing up, I'd spent a lot of time around hospitals, in the healthcare system, you know, seeing how things work, seeing, you know, what he looks for, and, you know, really, you know, his passion for helping people recover from, you know, arthritis or whatever their knee or hip problems may be, it really inspired me to be, you know, in the health industry, and to, you know, help people improve their quality of life if they're suffering from some kind of ailment. Now, I had thought about becoming a doctor a while ago, but just didn't. I don't care to do surgery, and I don't really like touching people. So that led me to, you know, down this other side where, you know, I can develop products that improve people's lives without, you know, having to do surgery aspect or be, you know, a doctor myself.
Yeah, it's awesome. Pretty much going off of what you are today as this founder of this awesome company, so pretty much how did you start? Like, what was your educational background? How did you get into, I guess, knowing that you wanted to become or work in the sort of hospital healthcare business?
Sure. So I received my bachelor's in biomedical engineering from Purdue University, and then completed my master's in biomedical engineering at IUPUI. And so biomedical engineering is kind of a, you know, interesting area that connects all different types of engineering and then biology as well. So it it looks at both mechanical, electrical, and then also brings in the biology aspect. So my undergraduate was pretty broad, and then in my master's I really focused in on doing signal acquisition and processing of musculoskeletal and neural signals. So looking at, you know, more specifically looking at like a nerve and seeing, you know, monitoring it for firing, or a muscle and watching for it to fire and looking for action potentials. And then, but really processing that data and finding, you know, the signal that you're looking for and then filtering out noise. So with those experience and that background, I started really looking at iPhones, because they have, you know, a ton of computer processing power, They're just incredible, you know, computers.
And you're a tech guy, so
exactly. That's perfect for you. I'm a data hound. So, you know, it really, when I first started thinking about it, I just recognized that that potential of, you know, taking what we have in our labs, you know, the big hardware and all of, you know, this processing equipment, and realizing that on an iPhone you have all that. And you can size down everything and put into each person's pocket around the world. And it has this potential to completely change how medicine is delivered, how diagnostics happens, you know, how people manage these conditions and track how these conditions progress, you know, whatever it is. You have this, you know, piece of hardware in your pocket that you can do all of that. And that's where, you know, that inspiration, you know, that realization really inspired me to, you know, put everything down and just focus on iOS development and developing iPhone apps.
Yeah, since I mean, today our world, pretty much our world is just a great, really, really useful for technology, because, I mean, since we're such a tech-savvy generation, so, I mean, it works perfectly for today.
Absolutely. I'm just, you know, waiting on that, you know, real tech-savvy generation to start, you know, becoming, you know, a little bit older and really taking advantage of all these medical apps we have. I think that's when that big kick will happen.
And you're just hoping that RecoverWare will end up being the best medical app ever.
That's the plan. That is the plan.
All right, so pretty much going off of your job, what do you pretty much like the most?
Yeah. You know, as from just the perspective of, you know, a founder of a company, I love that I can pick my own hours, you know.
Sole proprietorship, pretty much. Yeah,
I get to control everything, and there is, you know, a major benefit to that. I'm kind of a control freak myself, so I like to be in control of it. Now, from the other side of that, you know, as a developer of iPhone applications, you know, and specifically that our company does this, I can work from anywhere in the world, and you know, I can travel anytime, any week, and be able to work.
Yeah, and be able to work. So yeah, so you don't just have to go to one specific place. Yeah,
absolutely. So I think, you know, the combination of, you know, my passion for, you know, what this technology is, combined with, you know, being able to control, you know, work from anywhere, being able to be mobile and work. I mean, those are definitely the two, you know, biggest things I like about this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so also, if I wanted to be able to start my business another day, what would you say are pretty much the things that you have learned, or pretty much things that I would have to, I guess, have to be able to start my own business? I mean,
sure. I think it starts, you know, obviously it does start with an idea. But, you know, when I look back on my experience, and then when I talk to other people that have, you know, are trying to do, you know, start their own business, the one thing I always look for is the ability to execute. And that is, you know, to take that idea from, you know, just something written on paper, and in 2 weeks really have something planned out and continue with it.
Yeah, and to make, and to be able to, like, add on and expand it, like, just make it bigger.
Absolutely. Yeah. An idea is a dime a dozen, and the reality is that it's all about execution, and it's about, you know, having ideas that are things you're passionate about. So if you're looking for an idea, look at what you do and, you know, find the things that you're passionate about, and then look for opportunities within those, because there are hard times. But if you're able to, you know, get it off the ground and it's something you enjoy, then you'll be able to get through those hard times and, you know, maintain that vision of, you know, what you think it can be. Because the reality is that, you know, you may not get a yes for a while, But as long as you keep developing it, you're going to get into a place where, you know, it is something that people want. And it's just that, you know, that ability to, you know, stay passionate and stay dedicated. And it takes a long time.
Yeah. Good life lessons used for me since next year I'll be going to college. So yeah. Hopefully I might be able to follow in footsteps, maybe.
Absolutely. But, I sure hope so.
Last question here. This is kind of a personal question. For me, since I also am a part of their Recoverware team, and pretty much you're having me look up information of how to make the app better and stuff. How do you think that I or like my job or pretty much what I've done has helped to like grow this company? Like, what do you feel like that what I've done is going to help grow
this company? So. You bring a very fresh set of eyes on this. We have generally, you know, our audience, our test cases have generally been an older generation, and we need more insights from, you know, younger generations, people that are really using their phones quite a bit.
Like me.
So, like yourself. So, and you're tech savvy. So, you know, what I see with what we do, with what you do, is that you bring this fresh set of ideas and eyes on, you know, how the design can change, how the design can be, you know, adapted to your generation. What is popular now that I, as, you know, a 30-year-old can't see? But also, you know, there's another side of that where you're not, you know, you haven't been that involved in, you know, that hard data science that I have, mm-hmm. and a lot of fresh ideas and, you know, new concept, fresh ideas, things, you know, come from those, you know, come from a viewpoint that isn't so involved in knowing what can be done. Rather, it's a set of eyes that looks at it and says, you know, well, maybe this could be done. So, and it's things that, you know, when I'm so, you know, deep inside of, you know, what, you know, is possible from what I've learned, I lose hindsight on, you know, things that, you know, are possibilities that I just look over. And you bring those fresh set of eyes, and, you know, and it's absolutely, you know, necessary for us to grow.
That's awesome. Thank you. So, I mean, pretty much, I mean, I really hope, like, for our company to be able to just grow in these next 5 years. I mean, obviously, probably not as much without me, only in the summer because I'll be going off to college. But I mean, it'll be interesting to see how I get back of pretty much.
Well, I'll keep you busy. Stuff. I'll keep you busy in Kentucky. Don't worry. I'll just call you every night.
Yeah. Give me work to do. I'll be up till 4 and stuff. So. Yeah, but thank you so much for doing this for me, and I'm just really hoping that Recoverware is in a great position to trend upward. So.
Absolutely. Thank you. I look forward to growing it with you.
Thank you.